Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is your go-to glow girl for all things lifestyle, personal development, beauty, wellness, self-care, all of that good stuff. So in today's episode, I have five things that I wish I knew before I started my leveling up / glow up journey. So on the podcast, I talk all about leveling up, glowing up, becoming the best version of yourself, manifesting your dream life, and all of that juicy stuff, right? But oftentimes we don't really discuss or even think about what happens once we begin this leveling up journey. And since I've been on this journey, I've found out the hard way that it's not always sparkles and rainbows, and it's sometimes really uncomfortable, and you're dealing with things that you've never dealt before. And so in today's episode, which actually was a chit chat get ready with me video that I recorded and turned into a podcast episode, I share with you guys five truths when it comes to leveling up. So I talk about five different things that I've experienced in my own leveling up journey that I had no idea I would experience, and I wanted to share them with you to prepare you in your own leveling up journey. Before we get into this episode, I want to do my podcast review of the week. So this week's podcast review of the week is from Sydney, and Sydney says, "I listen to this podcast every day when driving to and from work. When I say it's my favorite podcast, I absolutely mean it. Jasmine is so bright, so light, and such a kind soul to listen and learn from. She has helped me become more confident, learn how to manifest, and be true to myself and to others. I appreciate all she does and the effort she puts in for her girls to live the glow life. If there is any podcast to listen to try to live your best and truest life, this is the one for you." Aw, thank you so much, Sydney, and thank you so much for your constant support. You are like definition of a true glow girl, and I just want to say thank you so much for everyone who listens to the podcast, who likes, shares, leaves a review. It means so much to me to just read these comments. It truly, truly does. And I appreciate each and every single one of you. And that is all I have to say. So let's go ahead and get into this episode. So anyways, let's get into today's topic, the truth about leveling up. At the end of last year, I made a video on how to glow up. And in that video, I talk about the exact steps that you need to take in order to glow up, you know, mindset things that you need to work on, habits, and all of that stuff. And in today's video, I wanted to share what actually begins to happen when you start making those steps and the problems or issues that you may come across as you actually begin to level up in life. Because I feel like people don't really talk about the hard part of leveling up. And in this video, I just wanted to address some of the things that I've personally experienced as I've began to level up my life. These are just the things that I wish I knew as I was beginning this journey of leveling up and stuff. So it's like that saying goes, you either grow with people or you grow apart. And chances are the people that you are surrounded by before you begin your glow up journey, they're people that you either grew up with or at one point in time you guys were alike, and obviously that's why you are friends. But when you begin to glow up and you change your mindset and you begin thinking differently, you begin acting differently, you begin having different values and priorities and things like that, and you just begin evolving, if the people in your circle are not also evolving in their own way, they don't necessarily have to be on the same journey as you, but if they aren't evolving in their own way, chances are that as you begin to evolve, there's going to become a disconnect between you and your friends, your family, or just the people that you surround yourself with. So for example, let's say before your glow up, you know, you and your friends were the party type of people. You guys liked going out together every weekend. You would, you know, go out late and do all that fun party stuff. And let's say as you begin to level up and evolve, you change and change, you are no longer wanting to party every weekend. You no longer want to stay out all night because your priorities have changed, right? If your friends are still on that wavelength of partying every weekend, going out all hours of the night, there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying if they're in that party mode and you don't want to party all the time, that is where a disconnect can occur. You know, you can always communicate that with your friends. Like if you have party friends, just as an example, and you are no longer wanting to party all the time, you can communicate with them and let them know that you would like to do other things other than just party all the time. And if your friends are down with doing other things, then that's amazing. But if your friends are not really understanding where you're coming from, then that can again cause a disconnect. So the second truth when it comes to leveling up is you will be judged. You will be judged by people you grew up with, you will be judged by family members, you will be judged by strangers. So get used to being judged. There are people who only see or know you as a certain version of yourself. As you are leveling up, there will be people who, A, don't like that you're trying to better yourself for whatever reasons. It's like that saying goes, some people want to see you doing well, but they don't want to see you doing better than them. So there will definitely be people who are either threatened by what you're doing, they're intimidated, they feel some type of way. And especially coming from a small town, I definitely see this a lot where there's people who are really trying to do big things with their life, or they're trying to break out of the norms and the boxes that we've been put in. And especially in a small town, when there's someone that's going against the status quo, there will be people who don't necessarily like it or don't understand it or don't agree with it, or they just can't comprehend what it is that you're doing. So if you're like me, who comes from a small town, and even if you don't come from a small town, there will be people who just don't understand what you're doing, or there will be people who feel like you think that you're better than them because you're leveling up your life. I've seen this happen a lot, especially when it comes to finances. Like when you start making good money, there will be people who think because you are making good money that you now think that you're better than them. And honestly, the biggest lesson that I've learned on this journey of leveling up and being judged and just putting myself out there for judgment and people's opinions and stuff is the way that someone views you, the way that someone perceives you, the way that someone thinks of you is never about you. Because you can be a genuine, down-to-earth person, but if someone just doesn't feel that you are, then that's not how they're going to view you. So what I've learned and am currently learning is to not take people's opinions personally, or like if someone tries to say that I think I'm this or that, I know who I am as a person. I know my heart, I know my intentions, I know my soul. So when I am faced with that, I'm not as bothered by it because I am secure in who I am. So the third truth when it comes to leveling up is it's super important to have energetic and physical boundaries placed and in set. And what this really can look like is having to say no to certain people or events or things. If you have like set goals that you're trying to achieve, especially when you're on the on the journey of leveling up. So even recently, I've had to say no to a few people and events and things because I'm very focused on achieving certain goals. And as much as I love to like have a good time and hang out with my friends and whatever, I know that sometimes I am going to have to sacrifice certain nights out or certain, you know, events if it means that it's going to bring me closer to the life that I want to live or the goals that I want to achieve. And sometimes people may take it personally and think again that you think you're too good or you're too busy or you're too this or you're too that. And it's important to have those boundaries in place. That way you don't allow people to guilt you into doing things that are not going to benefit you or that you don't want to do. So the fourth truth when it comes to leveling up is your self-worth will be tested again and again and again and again. And if you grew up in a very uplifting environment where you were supported and loved and encouraged to believe in your dreams and yourself and told that you could do and be anything that you want, then this may not be such an issue for you. But if you are like me, who grew up in the complete opposite environment where I was never told any encouraging, positive, uplifting words. I was never told I could be whatever I wanted to be at all. And I just never had that support. So because of that, my self-worth has not always been what it is today. And on my journey of leveling up, it's definitely been tested time and time again. And even being in this space that I'm in now, it's still tested. And I think it will always be tested, if I'm honest. Whether you're trying to level up mentally, financially, spiritually, material-wise, career-wise, whatever, you know, you're trying to level up, it means that you're trying to acquire things that you haven't had yet. So if you are trying to level up financially, let's say, and you're trying to make a certain amount a month, or you want to make a living doing something that you love or whatever, there may be a part of you that questions if you can achieve that. There may be a part of you that tells yourself, who do you think you are to think that you can have X, Y, and Z? There may be a part of you that just doubts your abilities. Every opportunity where your self-worth is tested is an opportunity to heal that wound, heal that block, or whatever limiting beliefs that are coming up. And it's definitely not easy, especially if, like I said, you didn't grow up in an environment where you were supported and made to feel good enough and this and that. A lot of times that is our childhood is where our self-worth wounds and our blocks stem from. So if you really want to level up, you're gonna have to do a lot of inner self-worth work. I promise, and I can truthfully say, your self-worth is what determines everything else in your life. If you have low self-worth, that's going to reflect in your relationships with people and with yourself. It's going to reflect in your career, your happiness, how you view yourself, your confidence, the type of friendships that you have, the money that you make. It's going to reflect in all of that. Likewise, if you have high self-worth, it's going to reflect in all of those things as well. And my next truth, which is, it's not really a truth, it's just something that my next truth is to focus on the feelings of what it is that you want and begin feeling those feelings now. So I've said this before, like on my podcast and probably on here. A lot of times the things that we're trying to achieve, whether it's, oh my God, I don't know if you can hear my stomach, but it's like 12 in the afternoon and I haven't eaten anything, so excuse me. A lot of times the things that we're trying to achieve, whether it's a certain milestone in our career or buying our dream house or manifest or finding our soulmate or making a certain amount of money a year, a lot of times what we really want is not that thing, it's the feeling that thing will bring us. So if we're actively trying to find our soulmate, the feelings that come with finding your soulmate could be a sense of wholeness, peace, harmony, love, completion, I don't know, things like that. So what I've learned on this journey of leveling up is I don't have to wait till I have those things to feel the way that I want to feel. I can feel happiness now. I can feel abundant now. I can feel successful now and confident now. I don't have to wait till I have the career or the house or the money or the friends or the dream body or whatever it is to feel. And what I've also found is the more that I feel into the feelings, I easily accomplish or achieve or attract those things that I was setting out to attract. Because when you get into, and I'm getting a little spiritual here, but when you get into the vibration of what it is that you want, and you feel as if it's already here, you allow yourself to, you open up yourself to being able to receive that much sooner and quicker. So that is a great, great tip. Is don't wait until, or that is a great truth, is you don't have to wait until you have whatever it is that you want to feel.
All right, my loves, that concludes this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed. If you did, you already know what to do. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.